Talking now with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the 2010 wheat crop. You've had a chance to look at in fairly good detail now, both the Oklahoma crop and especially the Kansas crop over the last few days, making the crop tour in Kansas, but also seeing quite a few fields in Oklahoma. Starting with Oklahoma, first of all, this is the prediction from the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association crop tour report session. Much, much better than a year ago. I know there are some guarded issues or some issues that worry people, but still much more of a typical crop or normal crop, I guess you might say, quote unquote.
I would call it a normal crop. I'm so sorry. Can I do it? Okay, start again. Okay. I would call it a normal crop for Oklahoma right now at this point in time. It looks much different than it did last year after the late freeze of April 6th and 7th. Going out in fields and just scouting in southwest parts of the state, there are some wheat stripe rust issues. Also some issues in the western part of the state with canopies that aren't as full, where there are some cheat and rye issues. But we move into central Oklahoma and up into the northern counties, Grant and Kay, Garfield counties. Things look very favorable right now. We are seeing some nitrogen deficiency issues in the central and southwest parts of the state. And then there is an area in the state up by Beaver Harper, Woodward, Woods County, and even parts of Alfalfa County that we have seen a lot of drought. They just haven't had moisture all year, so that is going to have an impact in that region, especially around Woods and Alfalfa County, where wheat production does pick up again. We did see some fields out there all over the range, anywhere from, you know, maybe 25 bushels an acre, and then some fields where there were better management practices, where there might be a 40 bushel average at best. So there's still some variables out there. Also, the Panhandle, we can't forget that. Cimarron and Texas County right now look to be very favorable. It kind of looks like the bright part of the state. So we're hopeful that things are going to be much better.
Now, you know, let's talk about this dry patch, first of all. I know that as you get closer to the border of Kansas and into southern Kansas, that's where the driest is. In other words, even southern parts of Woods County, southern parts of Alfalfa County, not as bad.
Southern parts not as bad, but when you get up into the border, it does begin to change on the state line up there. The crop itself is headed out in a lot of places up there. It looks good, but when you walk out in the field, the stands are thinner. A lot of that is just because of the drought that has occurred, and it's really turning blue right now. It's really in a stressed situation in that environment. I'd say that if we do get some moisture here in the next few days, that they have a potential to at least take something in a lot of these fields, but then there are areas that we are probably going to just see some abandonment. And as you move further up from the state line of Kansas up on into Wichita, they're even more drought stricken in areas, and we were seeing a lot of hay being laid down on the Kansas wheat tour as we were driving through.
Wow. Let's talk about as far as where we go forward here on this Oklahoma crop. We're right now heading in a lot of cases. I think we're really at the flowering stage in a lot of cases as well.
At the flowering stage in a lot of cases, in some places completely headed out. It's going to be interesting to see this year in Oklahoma and Kansas both. I've said all along we've had two crops out there, that crop that was planted from September 16th to October 16th, and then that crop that was planted from October 16th in some instances to November 25th, where it just rained and it was hard for producers to get that crop out there. That later wheat in the state generally doesn't look as good right now, especially in southwest and central Oklahoma, but we have fields all over the state where you might have one field that's completely headed out or in the flowering stage, and you might have a field that's not headed out, what we had seen on the Kansas side of things. And so and that happened 2 weeks ago in southwest and central Oklahoma as well too. I think it's going to be very interesting to see the harvest dates in the state. I think that we'll be harvesting in parts of central Oklahoma when we're harvesting in southwest Oklahoma, and in instances we might be harvesting in northern parts of Oklahoma, southern parts of Kansas before certain parts of central Oklahoma are harvesting. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this washes out as we approach the harvesting dates. One thing I would like to also note, though, is that you know, all year long we had thought we were 2 to 3 weeks behind with the harvesting schedule because of the extreme cold temperatures we had. The crop really had caught up with itself here in the last 2 weeks with the warmer temperatures and the later days. So where people thought we were going to have maybe a week later harvest in instances in central and southwest Oklahoma, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think we are going to see machines rolling right on schedule that first week of June in southwest Oklahoma.
even maybe the latter part of May?
I don't know yet. I think we're probably going to have to, you know, wait and see. It's been probably a week and a half since I've been down in Southwest Oklahoma. I'm going to be going back down there next week. I'll probably be able to tell you a little bit better then.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about, first, the Oklahoma number, 141 million bushels, what, 33 bushels per acre approximately. Is that a reasonable number in your mind?
I think we're right on target. I think my number personally is maybe a little bit lower than that, but I'm always a little conservative. I think that we also have to remember that last year was such a bad situation that when we walk out there and look at those fields this year, anything we see, we think, oh my gosh, this looks you know, wonderful, because it's just a completely different situation out there than what we had been faced with last year. You know, as I'm going through the state and doing the tiller counts and, you know, on my estimates looking, I'm seeing a lot of wheat that is in that average range of, you know, maybe 35 bushels to 40 bushels per acre. I'm not seeing a lot of high yield potential out there that we see 56, 60 bushels that we've seen in years of bumper crops. And that goes for the same way in Kansas. We saw some really high yields in the areas of western Kansas around Scott City and Garden City, where we saw some 60 bushel yields out there based on our estimate counts. The one thing, though, that they're going to need in western Kansas is probably one more rain before harvest to make sure they do get that. And then in central Kansas, we saw a lot of 35 to 40 bushel wheat. So I think it's an average crop for both states right now at this point in time. And I'm just hopeful that in the next month we get the right weather conditions to make sure we can stay there.
So the 333 million bushel estimate for Kansas, is that reasonable as well?
I think that's reasonable at this point in time as to what we're seeing.
I thought it was really interesting that the a lot of the veteran crop scouts were kind of muttering a little bit that a couple of the news services picked up, said they think that they saw a bigger crop than what their actual numbers were coming up with.
You know, when I was on the tour, I think it was very divided. I had talked to a lot of officials who felt like they were really on target. There were those people who I think always do go out. You know, you also have to remember there's different people from different segments of the industry taking the count, so it's kind of sometimes what they see. Me, I come from a farming background, so when I go out there, I think, okay, we still have a month left on this crop. What are all the potential things that could still happen too at this point in time when looking at it? Mm-hmm. So I think we're right in line. I think there was a good mix of the people on the tour, and I think they're where they need to be.